It's not easy to reach people in Myanmar, and phone lines are not ideal. But we did speak earlier today with Mark Rappaport. He's with the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR.
I'm now in Yangon, and then the town has been devastated. What we hear from others who have made it to the lower part of the delta, just close to Yangon, in the most affected area, the situation is even worse.
Have you had field reports from the hardest hit areas?
What we are learning so far is that the percentage of damage is, you know, between 60% and 80%. Some villages have been wiped off. We rely to a great extent on the assessment of whoever has made it to the area, also the government.
What can you tell us about how aid is actually getting into the country and how it will be distributed once it arrives?
Well, the government has officially welcomed assistance. For the time being, it's not yet clear what is the situation. So what we have done so far, we have contributed some canned food, temporary shelters such as tents, plastic sheeting, and domestic items such as cooking sets or stoves. The needs, of course, are immense.
Mr. Rappaport, do you intend to try to get to the hardest hit region anytime soon?
Yes, we are trying to access those areas, but we are also relying on the other agencies, other UN agencies or Red Cross.
Is the local government there up to this?
Well, so far they say that they are, and they have a national committee that was established, and I trust that they do have a logistics network. We will see in the coming days. Of course, this is a complex emergency, and additional international support from my point of view would be needed. So we will do within our limited capacity.
Now, we keep hearing that the death toll in the country, the estimated death toll, keeps rising. It's now estimated to reach perhaps 50,000 people. What's that based on? How are you able to make these kinds of assessments?
Well, that death toll is the one provided by the government. In such situations, many people are missing, so it is a credible death toll. But at this point in time, I mean, our focus is not to count, you know, exactly, but rather to assess needs and see what we can do within the current situation.
All right. Mr. Rappaport, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Mark Rappaport with the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, speaking to us from Myanmar's largest city, Yangon.